I woke up yesterday at 3 in the morning, couldn't fall asleep for an hour, so it's going to happen. But
he's jinxed now.
Bennett had me think of a fun mic check topic that has nothing to do with streaming.
Ooh, okay.
Where way back in the day, AJ and I had the dream of opening up a hookah bar.
I remember.
And it was solely based on, like, personal interests at the time. What do you want to do with your life? Oh, let's do something that we love currently and probably will kind of die out in terms of scheduling and general interest overall. And since I decided to play Sultan again today, I thought if there were any, like, memorable dreams that people had of desirable occupations that have since gone away or are even still kind of milling in the background, but, you know, aren't really on the current path. Because it's something that could be easily discussed and, you know, debated, where it's like, even Bennett said, well, yeah, owning a hookah bar, that'd be a stupid idea. And it's like, well, yeah, yeah, it would be. But at the time, when we wanted to do, like, it was this combination hookah bar, bookstore, which nobody wants books anymore, so it's even worse. Even worse idea.
We can make a newspaper, too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like all these things, like, oh, all of this makes so much sense at the time. And then you think about it, it's like, no, all of that's horrible.
You have a skate park out back.
Oh, nice. No, no, rollerblade exclusive. You can only use rollerblades.
What about roller skates?
Or a Razor scooter.
Yep.
Oh god.
That'd be the scenario.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's open a cheapskate. That would be fun.
There we go.
Everyone just goes around in a circle.
Hey.
I want to hear this defense.
I know the perfect DJ for this.
Laser tag died, and then it came back.
I don't think it ever
It's coming
died.
Back.
I don't think it died. I think that we
it.
Just
well,
went out.
No,
of
no,
the
no. That's true because laser
range.
Port or what have you that was over in Knollwood that went away and it was less readily available. But now,
but is that just because it was a bad business plan?
I never really sat down and looked at their books and reviewed how much they were paying their employees. So I'm not sure if it was a bad business plan, but sketchy neighborhood, I would maybe take that before the Super Target went in there. And it kind of got a little bit nicer, but there's still that other sketchy store over there.
Sketchy strip mall.
Well, I mean, there's Grand Slam, too, that had laser tag, and they went out. They went out of business.
Oh, they don't have laser tag anymore?
No, I think Grand Slam in general, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah, I think they just went down and out.
Or it's more they moved to the outskirts of town, like that place where we went for my birthday that was like out in the boonies in Savage.
Yeah.
And it's just like
that
a big warehouse.
Everyone got lost going to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we all wanted to punt those stupid fucking kids who were there.
Yeah. They weren't even playing. They were not there to enjoy. They were just there to point lasers
assholes.
At people. Which is
what about
not
paintball?
Right.
What about like recreational paintball?
See,
do people do that?
Yeah, I did. I never did it in like a rink or whatever. We live in the country, so we just fucking ran around the countryside shooting paintballs at each other.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah,
like
country.
You see in the movies, and they, you know, they have little like
that's like
you know, it's like an acre of land, and they've got like different bound or you know barricades and hay bales, and you. Hide behind them.
Well, no, I think what happened with those is those got incorporated into the corporate, like, retreat structure, where then it turned into guys with, like, suits and ties who put on goggles, like, we're being alternative. Bang, bang. I shot you, Johnson. Like,
team building.
That fell into, like, the category of things that kids were supposed to do, and they did it on TV, but I never knew anybody, like, going to,
That's
like,
true.
An official, like, paintball thing, or, like, go-karts. Like,
I've go-karted.
Done go-kart. But it seemed like go-karts was, like, a thing that anybody could just, like, there was one every block, and if you needed, like, a crazy, fun, romantic date idea, that you could go go-karting with the kids.
And everyone could drift like nobody's business.
It is kind of... Or actually, everyone can drift.
I would totally...
I didn't think so until I did it just a couple years ago, and I was like, I'm drifting! And I got really excited.
I'm drifting! Oh, my God, I'm upside down!
I was in Fargo. There wasn't a lot to do.
I want to go go-karting, by the way. Let's go together.
Let's go.
See, I had four-wheelers. I didn't need go-karts.
See, you were in the country. Us city kids had Razor scooters.
Yeah, I know. The country...
And we couldn't even use our rollerblades. We couldn't even... Well, I couldn't use my rollerblades because the road wasn't smooth enough.
Yeah, yeah. It was the asphalt, gravelly, cut your face open.
Yeah, and if I did it on my driveway, I would have
inevitably...
Though, the one go-karting experience I had was Jake McFarlane had the motorless... go-kart where what we do is we'd bring it to the top of the hill in front of my house.
Oh, boy.
And then let go of the brake, and you'd go down the hill to the end of the street, and then you were done. And then you'd get the car, and you'd pull it up the hill.
Like, so it's like sledding. Doing,
yeah, sledding, but with asphalt and...
Not in wintertime.
Aren't those... Oh, what do they call those? Was it an actual, like, go-kart without an engine,
yeah,
though? Or was,
yeah,
it, like, it was one of those My Little Rascal, like, boxes with wheels on it?
It was a thing that you could sell.
Soapbox razor?
Yes.
Yeah. That was another thing. Whoever, I mean, they did that in the movies. Whoever had a soapbox or anything like that? I just push the cart or any of that stuff.
I don't think we live in Jamaica, though.
No, but soap.
Well, we have a bobsled team.
I can't.
But we don't have push cart derbies where they do the chant before they push it down the hill. As far as I'm aware.
It was a trend that died with laser tag, and now it's going to come back.
No, they need to have it on How I Met Your Mother, and then it'll come back.
Ah, yes. Yep. They need to just...
There you go.
Oh, no. That's
or Community. No, Community tried to do the paintball thing. It still didn't work.
It's like, well, new How I Met Your Mother.
Though, actually, to tangent off on that, it's I wanted those paintball guns that looked cool, like they had the Old West paintball guns. That looked awesome, and I thought that would be a fun thing to have, except for the fact that I'd never use it, much like owning my own...
This Old West paintball gun?
Did you ever watch Community?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a revolver. Yeah. Like a Colt 45 paintball gun.
Yeah. There's a full episode devoted to them just using those.
Was the revolver functional?
Okay, season 2 they do a rebirth of the paintball episode, but it's Old West for the first episode and then Star Wars for the second half.
Okay.
But Dan, was the revolver part of it functional or was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like they actually had to go find bullets.
All right, that's cool.
Hmm.
Like except for the fact, again, something else I wouldn't use. I have at least 2 airsoft guns floating around in that bookshelf somewhere that have gone to waste and will never... And actually, I think I've broken both of them anyway, but...
Oh, thank God.
It's just like, oh, look, guns.
That's so much
cool.
Dangerous.
Here's why I don't like any of those. Airsoft guns, they hurt when your little brother shoots them at you.
Yeah.
Paintball guns, they hurt when your little brother shoots them at you. These are go-karts I at least can keep up.
Did I tell you about my paintball
story?
They hurt
when your brother runs you over with them.
Not if you have a go-kart, too. No, I don't think you did.
The RAs at Green Bay went on a retreat with some other organization, and the TV studio decided to go with and videotape the experience to have content to fill time, because that's what college TV is for. There's no real news, just content filler 24/7. So we go there, and we bring a bunch of cameras and stuff, and we all wear, like, a bunch of extra sweatshirts and what have you. And in this course that's not too far outside of Green Bay itself, they have this nice tower, 3-story tower that's built up in the middle of this field of, you know, trees and cover and brush and what have you, where we could climb up there, set up a viewpoint, and film everything. And so, but it's all RAs and, like, stupid fucking college kids. What do they know about shooting anything? So what happens at the beginning of every round, people just start firing wildly. And so there's this great moment where I have like the old-fashioned, like, over-the-shoulder camera.
Yeah.
And I'm filming the RA side. And play starts, firing. All of a sudden, I'm shot twice. Right here. And it's one of those, like, kickback, what the fuck just happened? And it was to the point where we went back to the footage, and you could actually... figure out who shot me, and you could do frame by frame, little yellow thing going dun, boom, boom, boom. And it was that far, which I would say is about an inch or two below the lens itself of hitting me. Like, it could have hit the lens and damaged the camera permanently, because these people would, like, run out and they just fire their guns like this up in the air like assholes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was like, idiots. Like it's New Year's.
Shoot the sky.
Gravity will take care of the rest.
Okay, but we've completely
yes,
got
we, did.
Off topic.
We did.
Leapt off of the
so because what do you think? Since Bennett thought of this topic, should he go first?
Oh, definitely.
Bait or second?
Store. Bait store.
Bait
I
store.
Wanted to. Yes. I loved hunting, fishing. You know, I'd catch crawfish in a creek. I actually had a little minnow catching device that
I actually
I'd
just heard the dun, 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 play in my head.
No, so
I thought
it'd be great to sell bait, like have minnows and worms and leeches and so. And
night crawlers.
Nightcrawlers.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Make sure to orbit around your mic, because if you just turn to the side, then it's going to be a little bit harder to hear people.
We lose a lot of the sound.
Don't talk directly to the Katie.
Yeah. Okay. What she said. But yes, bait store.
Yes. And then as I got like a little older, like, huh?
On a lake?
No, I had no idea. I just knew I wanted to be, this is what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be in fishing. And well, we went up to Canada, and we stayed with people who sell minnows. Like, they would catch them. They had this giant, like, pontoon where they'd catch them in. So I could, like, see how it was, like, you know, part of it was done. And as I got older, I was like, no, you can't just sell bait. Like, there's no way you'd have a business off that. And I was like, where do I go to get bait? And I was like, convenience stores, like gas stations with, that's where I'd always buy bait. So I was like, okay.
And then
change of plans.
A beer.
I
want to
run a convenience store.
Though I have something. I have one side to deflate the bait store idea, at least from our perspective of city folk. Is there was a bait store in Excelsior where it like turned over two or three times, and every owner got shot because it kept getting held up.
Yep.
What?
Same location.
Where was it?
Always a bait store. It's
Roy's Live Bait, and it was right by
that delicatessen.
Yep.
Their auto repair thing right off of 7,
like a block away from Excelsior Elementary.
Yeah.
I bought dry ice there from like a fifth grade science project where I made a comet. And it's just like shortly thereafter, one of the owners got shot. It's like, wow, bait stores are really fucking sketchy.
I was like, who gets shot in Excelsior? Apparently only the owners of bait shops.
Yeah.
That's weird, because they have guns. Like
two
a lot.
Brothers, unless, and they had already pissed off somebody. And
unless you own the gas station a little further down, in which case you shoot the robbers.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Lake Road, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I think they learned from the bait shop because they
sell
bait now.
I always knew I didn't
want
to be in that area at dark.
They do. They sell bait.
So, Bennett, let this be a lesson to you.
Buy a gun.
Violence will come to you if you try to sell bait.
Just no pistols.
Why do I not? What do you mean you're from the country? Where are you from?
Well, Lonsdale.
And the quietness sets in.
Exactly. If you don't know where it is, that means it's probably in the country.
This is true.
There you go.
It's between Northfield and New Prague.
Oh. I actually think you've told me that in the last 6 months, so I apologize. Sorry.
He's moved since then. He lives around here now.
I know, but I think when you moved, I said, where did you used to live? And then you told me, and then I was like, oh, crap. Yeah.
We had 20 acres and a pond and a creek. We catch crawfish. And one time I caught like a whole bunch of crawfish, and we had one of those, you know, those plastic swimming pools.
Yep.
Those crappy things, like
the little kid ones.
Yeah. And we're like too old to swim in it. We never use it. So we took it out, and me and my buddy, we filled it full of dirt, and then we got the hose, and we made all that dirt into mud, and we let all the crawfish in there, like a giant outside aquarium for crawfish.
Did you have a petting zoo?
Mud. No, it's just crawfish. You could pet them.
I was like, have you cooked crawfish? I didn't even know we had crawfish in Minnesota.
I haven't, you know, my family's cooked them. I've just never been, like, around when it's been cooked.
Because you're making me really want Creole food now that you keep talking about crawfish. Hmm.
Well, since you want Creole, what was your dream job that...
What a fantastic transition.
Yeah, speaking of Creole.
Speaking of transitions.
You know, I have one from just a couple years ago when I was working at the Bead Monkey that I think is going to be a better story than anything from when I was young. Because really, when I was young, it's like, I wanted to be a cartoonist. And then I wanted to work in LA and draw cartoons for Disney. And then I realized that they draw everything in Florida. And I was like, oh, fuck that.
I'm not living in Florida. Fuck you guys.
Hell
no.
It is too hot and the bugs are too big. Okay, so this is my plan that I devised working at a bead store for 3 years was... That I was if I was going to open my own bead store, which was purely theoretical, I never actually wanted to do that. But when you're very close to the owners of a bead store, you start thinking about how you could run your own bead store.
How you could do better than them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I decided where I was going to put it. It was going to be in Duluth, in a little strip mall, just up Miller Trunk Highway from the Miller Hill Mall.
I know where that is.
Exactly.
it'd be like
behind
another
Wendy's, everybody in the Kmart parking lot. That's not is that now? Anyways.
It'll be like another episode where we had to show a map of what you were talking about in Duluth before.
You're right.
She was talking about this road.
Talking about this.
Okay.
Anyways.
Kmart
strip mall thing. So it would be in an area where you would have a lot of traffic. People would already be coming there to go to Kmart. Shopping.
Yep.
You know, and it would be a bead store with a like coffee bar in it and a giant table in the center. And you would all sit around and you could make your jewelry in the bead store and you would just come and hang out because then it's built into the intention as opposed to trying to take that out of a bead store, which is impossible. People just hang out anyway. So it might as well just be part of it and have coffee so that they stay longer. And then the longer they work on things, the more things they buy. And it's more of a community hangout so that you're getting more, like you're getting the same people back again because it's a small community, being that it's Duluth. Duluth also doesn't have a bead store at the time.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was a vacuum to fill. But here's the best part.
I have a finger to whack too.
I've got a name for your establishment. Go on.
That's the best part. It's called the Bead Bank.
Bead Bank.
Deposit your money here. In exchange. Oh, that's not the right tagline. What is it?
Okay, well, while you think of that, when you...
Okay, what's your wagging?
My wagging was the table that you have in the center where people can work on stuff to incorporate the coffee and the Disney thing a little bit is you have one of those spinning teacups so that people who are really bored can just, like, spin the table around really fast and go around and try to bead stuff and drink coffee at the same time.
Like a lazy spoon.
And it'd be a horrible idea, but it'd be awesome and fun. Like, you could attract kids in there so that when their parents are spending all of their time in a bead store, the kids could at least have fun and piss off people.
Yes.
And it'd have Disney elements, so...
Sweet.
That was my first picture.
What was your name?
What was your name?
Well, since you're... Based on what you'll be selling in this establishment, my title for your store is The Bead and Bean.
Oh.
Yes.
That does make a lot of sense, because every time I'd tell someone, to this day...
Or The Bean and Bead.
That I worked in a bead store, they would like, you work in a bean store? And I would have to grab my necklace and hold it up and shake it and go, bead.
And then they'd go, those are some weird looking beads.
Yeah. Can I get a black bean necklace?
Yeah. But okay,
In middle school. Just got a flashback to Tom Snyder in middle school for our musical Groovy, where he was a hippie to the extreme with like a long wig. And I forget what his name was, but he was always like, beads, pass them on, man.
Wow. Hey, man.
And it's pretty funny because it's Tom Snyder.
Some beads,
if you know Tom Snyder, but really none of you do. So
I know Tom Snyder.
Okay, so not to mess up my title, here's my second shot at it. The Bead Bank. Exchange your money for beads here. That is how we bought New York, you know. It's kind of a long name.
That's a really long tagline.
That'd be like one of those really horrible movie names where it's like the Bead Bank. Really small text beneath it to try to justify our idea.
Yeah, but it was funny in my head. It never really needed to leave my head.
So. Would you have a vault, or could the door to the place be a vault door?
That would be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Kind of like,
can I just have a normal door and paint a vault on it?
No,
I was thinking like
heavier,
the big,
like, big door.
I was thinking the big round door with the big spinny opener.
That would be kind of cool. That would make the kids want to hang out,
or try to break into it. Like, you'll get the guy
if there was a fire, everyone would die. It would take too long to open the freaking door.
Coffee machine goes bad, kills everyone.
It's like we gotta get out. I forgot the combination.
17 dead at the Bean Bank. And yes, I did just call it the Bean Bank.
Hey, would you have bean bags in your beans?
The question is, would they be filled with beads or beans?
Or beets.
Both.
Or beets.
Beets.
Maybe you could also, it could also be a place where you could sell music albums. So it could be the Bead Bean and Beats store.
So why don't we just call it
Well,
Bees?
Dr. Dre would probably have something
to
say about
Bees?
That.
Ah, yes, that's true.
Katie Bees. Oh my gosh, Katie Bees.
Katie
where
Beats.
You go by
the
honey.
The beads and the beans.
We could have honey, too.
And
yeah.
Honey goes in tea.
The best,
tea
the best beans.
Beats.
Let's just alliterate entirely like
Bears, Beats,
Bengals,
Star Galactica.
Bengal tires. Oh, no.
Bongos.
Bananas, bonobos.
Let's just name a lot of B things.
Yes.
Adam, how about you?
Barbecues.
Bambi?
Oh.
Yeah. Buffalo. Well,
did you have no dreams?
This is something I still kind of think about as a thing I would like to do, and I have applied for a few positions to do it, but that was a few years ago now. And perhaps a more on the realistic side of things. But teaching English in Japan was...
The JET program!
Yeah, the JET program, which I applied for. Found out that only 6% of the people who apply for it actually get in and get
placements.
Isn't
it other countries get higher percentage rates of takers? Takees?
It's possible. I know that they do hire a lot from lots of different countries, so...
It's really hard to make fun of that because that's a legitimate program versus our harebrained schemes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if I had any harebrained schemes that... Well, more recently, Katie and I have been joking about... well, she wants to open up like a sushi and desserts type of place. It'd be like sushi and desserts and
Like sushi and bakery,
cupcakes and things like that. Yeah, like I don't know, Japanese sushi and French bakery kind of thing.
Eat your food raw and your desserts fully cooked.
Yeah,
there's some fish like in my cupcake.
Dang it! Yeah, just don't try and cross those. Like,
yeah, sushi cupcake,
wasabi cupcakes.
Ooh. I bet those exist.
I'm somewhere. Sure that they do, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but anyway. Hmm. Yeah, I can't really think of any harebrained schemes that I have had in the past, but
it makes it easier for us to make fun of it if it's a harebrained scheme versus something somewhat legitimate.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Just sharing. But we know what one of yours was, the hookah bar and bookstore. Do you have another?
Dan? I don't know. I mean, way back when I feigned interest in CGI animation, and there was actually a cool place that did a lot of animation out of Minneapolis called I think it's like Windstream Studios.
Interesting.
And they did a lot with, like, they had a show that they sold to Disney, Roly Poly Oly.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had created that, and Moira had actually set up this tour where I could go and I talked to a bunch of these animators and creators and what have you. And they're like, yeah, if you watch the show on Disney, these glasses are modeled after this animator's glasses. And this drawing that appears in the show was drawn by this person's kid and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, look, a lot of these little things, it makes sense. And it's like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And then you find out CGI animation is hard as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really like a harebrained scheme, but it was one of those things like, wow, this seems like a great idea until I find out that it's hard as shit.
Yeah, when you say Minnesota and CGI, I immediately think VeggieTales.
Was that from around here?
Was that from
around here? Yeah, VeggieTales. I didn't really know this till like years later. But yeah, VeggieTales came out of, it's a byproduct of like Lutheran Minneapolis stuff. Or
well, I know it's, you know, religious what have you, but...
It's like one of the first CGI like programs.
Yeah,
because
a tomato is a round red thing and a cucumber is a long green thing. So it didn't have to be too complicated to be successful.
I know VeggieTales was Midwest, but I don't think it was Minneapolis. I think
it
was
Minneapolis, but I thought it was Minnesota.
Yeah, I thought it was like Chicago for some reason, but now you got me curious.
Told me like Minnesota.
How many smartphones?
Well, we got it. Got me curious. So let's find out officially.
I mean, it was no Beast Wars or
which is available on Netflix.
Yes,
I've been watching Beast Wars.
I watched the first episode and I was like,
So bad, but so good.
Painful computer animation from the 90s.
It wasn't too bad when they had them in beast mode. It was like, oh, okay, these don't look horrible except for the cheetah. That one was pretty awful all the way through. But like,
I recognize the title Beast Wars.
I remember having the Rat Trap action figure. That's about it.
I remember watching it as a kid and thinking it was amazing. And I went back and, you know, because, you know, nostalgia, and I thought it was just going to be terrible. But no, it was actually, like, really well written. I was like, holy crap, I had good taste as a kid. I find that a lot. When I go back and watch stuff, I keep expecting it to be worse. That, like, I expect to, like, have this huge nostalgia filter. And, I mean, I kind of do. Like, some stuff disappoints me.
Ah, Real Monsters sucks.
But more often than not, I go back and I'm like, oh my god, this was actually, like, really good.
Yeah, I had I had Cheetor. I had two different versions of Cheetor in action figures. And then I had Tiger Hawk, which is totally badass. He's my favorite Transformer ever because he's both a tiger and a hawk. He is a white Siberian tiger with wings.
Yeah, weren't they like in a relationship before they got merged together?
No.
No?
No.
Awkward.
They were banging, and here's what the result is.
They were just... He was just Tiger Hawk.
Let's throw gender into this too just to make it perfect.
And he was super powerful, but then he got zapped by a giant ass laser the next episode after he's introduced. So the what Navy, the hell?
The Navy is using lasers now.
Are they?
They shot down they did a test drone flight and they shot it down with a fucking laser.
That's wonderful.
And kind of awesome. Scary that the Navy has this like implemented already.
Pew! Pew!
Already, it's been a long time coming, man.
Well, it still worries me to like the same way that people are worried about phones giving you cancer.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that you can't see happening, but a laser, like everyone has that same depiction, kind of Star Wars-esque, like red beam of light that you can see travel.
Well, it's a blaster. But,
oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Before we get into semantics,
yeah, they're invisible.
Yeah, it's. Isn't a laser just like concentrated energy just shooting? I'm worried.
Yeah. And yeah.
It's like they do lots of crazy things with laser, like fix your eyes and
they do surgery with lasers. I'm talking
about the weaponized version that I'm worried that somebody's just gonna like roll into town with an armada of lasers and no one stands a chance.
Because
how do you stop that?
The people very close will be far away. Will be. Stop it. Stop laughing.
They'll be using telescope technology to be very close and far away at the same time.
The people very close will be vaporized, but the people far away will have
really nice tans.
Really, really good vision and nice tans.
No, man, the best part about lasers is you don't roll up and have a bunch of lasers and kick everyone's ass. Is people are dying and nobody knows why. It's like a sniper thing, but there's no bullet.
It's true.
How do you kill somebody? We have forensics and stuff for years and years and years. That applies not at all to a laser, except for narrowing down who could get access to a laser.
Yeah. let's go through our list of laser owners.
You can buy a laser that could kill now.
Like the one that shot Craig's eye.
I was going to say, I was like... Craig got shot in the eye.
Yeah.
In an airplane.
That was fun.
Yeah.
The future is now, people.
Happy Christmas to us.
I'm looking at the...
VeggieTales?
VeggieTales Wikipedia page. And it was made in the United States. I've gotten that far.
Whoa.
Thought it was Mexico. Thought it was Mexico.
It's about Christianity.
Christ was a cucumber. Lesson learned.
History.
God,
or like a radish, maybe?
He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV.
Oh, what's that from?
Is that probably VeggieTales, yeah. I'd imagine.
I watched it in Sunday school.
I did too, but I don't remember the...
I got beat up in Sunday school.
Oh, come on.
I got in fights in Sunday school.
When did you go to Sunday
school?
When I was like 5.
Did I beat you up?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. I was the reason why we stopped going to church.
Oh.
Because I got beat up.
Oh.
Fight back.
Poor Dan.
I was little.
So was I.
Like, literally little. I was the shortest kid in our... One of the shortest kids in our class until I hit my growth spurt.
Get a laser.
Yeah. Fifth grade with a laser. That made sense.
Pew pew.
So what do you think?
I'm trying.
Well,
to do better.
Find out. We're good. We're totally. We can totally start the episode anytime.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to do one thing that probably would have sounded weird during any of this.
Wrinkly tinfoilness. Oh yes, get another coal going.
Whoa.
That thing just got all small and stuff.
You got hit by a laser.
It's like it's really big, but it's also really small.
It's like you're looking at it from up close, and then you're looking at it from very far away.
It's like it's
at
the really same close, but really far away.
Yeah, but if anyone wants like a beverage or something now, or bathroom break, this would be the...
The ideal time.
Oh, and we need to do... we should try a different style of opening that was mentioned. I'm trying to remember who mentioned it, but they were right that we should do it a different way. So what we'll do is we'll open the episode, and then we'll introduce each of you individually to the point I'll allow you to say hello so that people could identify your voice with your name. Even though we do have separate genders this time, every time we do, it's like, oh... We're joined by this person and this person. Everyone's like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
We never really established who's who.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
That's right.
So we should start doing that.
I'd rather be anonymous.
So let's do that.
Just FYI.
I had thought about that before, and then I forgot to mention it.
It did come up a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that that's
burning.
Going-ish, I'm going to do one more thing. Hop in.
Stretching out while I can.
Bark. Roof. Bananas.
Roof.
Beavers. Bonobos. Barracudas.
Ooh.
Barracudas.
Yeah, bears.
Yeah, we've been over bears. Those like
Baloo.
First time.
Brown bears, black Baloo. Bears.
Baloo's a bear.
Exactly.
He's from the Jungle Book.
No.
Bees.
No, wait, no, you're right. He's not from Jungle Book. He's from Tailspin.
Yeah, which has a fantastic theme song.
Oh, wee.
Tailspin.
Oh, wee. Oh.
Tailspin.
And then they go. Then they go really fast.
Another tailspin.
Oh,
so good. Well, it's the ridiculous brass section. It's awesome.
I can't do the brass section.
I remember playing trumpet. That was fun.
I remember you playing trumpet too.
I have something that you need to hear from Garrison Keillor about the oboe.
Oh. But okay.
Actually, you know what? I can pull that up. We'll take a slightly longer break, but I'll also pump it through here so everyone else can hear the hilarity of something. Every time I hear about oboes, you're the only oboist I ever recall. Yeah. So
I was like, so for all of you listening, I played the oboe from 6th grade through 8th grade, and I was the only one at Minnetonka Middle School East to play the oboe, and I'm pretty sure the only reason I played the oboe was because I put on my little slip of three instruments, oboe is number three, and the music teacher was like, someone actually wants to play the oboe? Oh, they're playing the oboe. They don't have a choice. Clarinet, flute, they're playing the oboe. And it was because my grandma wanted me to play the oboe. And I think there was one other one at West, and the way they had it arranged in our little... band room was Dan was first trumpet and he was always sitting right behind me.
That was awesome.
So we would like lean forward with his trumpet and blow it right in my ear on a regular basis.
That was awesome.
See, yeah, it doesn't deny it.
Well, yeah, and
I didn't
actually
get any spit on me as far as I know, though.
No, I was good about that. It was more just brain damage.
Yeah, it was more just like hearing damage.
Permanent hearing
damage. And somehow my teacher didn't like it when I whipped around and smacked him, so I didn't do that.
Whoa.
Sorry. They're making... there is a Garrison Keillor album available on Spotify that is the Lake Wobegon Loyalty Days thing that they taped over at Orchestra Hall.
Cool.
And there's like a 24-minute section that's devoted to the Young Lutheran's Guide to the Orchestra. So it's making fun of how neutral Lutherans are held in... Oh, here we go. 1 second. Starts nowish. Sorry.
The oboe is the sensualist of the woodwind section. And if there's one wind a Lutheran should avoid, it's probably this one. In movie soundtracks, you tend to hear the oboe when the woman is taking her clothes off. Or also a little later when she asks the man for a cigarette. Start playing the oboe, you're gonna have babies. You take my word for it. The English horn.
That was it. It was just that if you play oboe, you're gonna have babies. And there's a section also devoted to trumpets. Like, yeah, basically the reason why the conductor is facing toward the orchestra rather than toward the audience is so that he can face the brass and say, "Could you take that outside, please?" We don't need to hear that right now. It's funny. I recommend that everyone go check out that track and listen to it straight through if you ever played any sort of instrument so that you can hear how they make fun of you and how make fun of everyone else that you knew who played instruments. Yes. It's fun.
It's probably
by the way, I don't have any babies. That didn't happen.
Okay. Well,
so, I'm sorry, Garrison Keillor.
I don't think it's the one playing the oboe who's having the babies. So you're good there.
Yeah, you could probably get a
lot
of chicks.
He did imply that, though. He said, if you play the oboe, you're going to be having babies. Isn't that exactly what he said? Or
yeah, that is.
Similar? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I think baby making wasn't really on the agenda in fifth grade band class.
That would be awkward.
Mrs. Willette, or whatever her name was.
She hated me.
Hated everybody. Or
I didn't practice my elbow. That sounded like a dying goose.
Though, what was the name of the music teacher who did the roller coaster thing, the find your pitch thing?
It was Julie Anderson because she had the same name as my mom.
That's right. Did either of you have that in any sort of music class where like they'd have you try to find the pitch and they'd mimic a roller coaster with a hand to like as if that helped in some sort of way?
No, I just had terrible music teachers.
No, we did too. It's just
they didn't
weird.
Want, like. Care to teach me about anything? Oh. Just like
that's
just sing a song, whatever. I don't care.
That's unfortunate.
I remember.
I can still play Hot Cross Buns. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe it's just because I was bad, so they didn't feel like.
Oh no, I was bad and I got in trouble.
Here's your sheet music. Learn it. I'm gonna go have a smoke.
The one thing I remember about fifth grade music was they gave us the option of joining choir in sixth grade if we wanted to,
yeah.
Or at least it was positioned that way, and everyone would have to go up to the teacher. And she'd play a song, and you'd have to sing it, and then she'd like write some notes about what section you'd fit best in. If you wanted to be in choir.
Oh, see, I never wanted to be in choir. I was like, I didn't have to do that.
And so with that, what happened was I went up, and I sang as low as I could. Soprano. I was a soprano in sixth grade.
See,
it was a punishment.
I went to a Catholic school in fifth grade, so they had us sing in church. On Wednesdays, because we went to church on Wednesdays in the school because of reasons. So we'd sing.
I went to church on Wednesdays.
We'd sing like every fourth week or whatever. Or maybe it was certain grades. I don't remember. But we'd sing in church. And then there'd be one kid who'd sing like the solo. They'd sing Alleluia, where they'd just sing Alleluia like eight times in a row. Yeah. Yeah. And I'd have to do that sometimes.
Alleluia.
This is before my voice cracked, so I was actually way better at singing than I am now.